Net farm income for U.S. agriculture in 2021 was its highest level in 8 years. A quick dive into the numbers explains why. Rising commodity prices and strong worldwide demand helped fuel the rise in income, but so did government payments in the form of ad hoc disaster assistance. These programs were often linked to the pandemic. 24% of net farm income last year is associated with this assistance. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the outlook for 2022 depends on a range of market issues. Among them, will agricultural trade continue to grow? China is a big part of answering that question. Our country's Phase 1 agreement with China has ended. Whether the U.S.'s elevated agricultural trade with China continues beyond their Phase 1 commitments remains to be seen. And then there's the dramatic rise in the cost of inputs. High fertilizer prices, increasing more than 300% in some areas, and increased prices of other inputs like crop protection chemicals and land values, which increased 7% in 2021 compared to 2020, are tightening what could have been above break-even profit margins. There's also labor and transportation concerns that could increase cost, and it's also uncertain whether more pandemic-related assistance might be made available. It all adds up to likely less net farm income for U.S. agriculture than a year ago. I'm Gary Joyner, and this is your Texas Agriculture Minute.